You betrayed me, Barash.
The High Keeper of the Runes froze behind his desk as the man who had accused him took a seat across from him. The God Emperor looked tired, but he did nothing to lessen the intensity of his gaze. It was only with an effort of will that Barash managed to stay calm and look at Denobi.
You were saying, Exalted One?
You may be old, Barash, Denobi said, but you're not deaf. You heard me.
Barash felt the blood drain from his face, and he cleared his throat.
I did hear you, but I don't understand. Me, a traitor? There must be some misunderstanding.
The God Emperor stared at him, unyielding. The outline of a complex rune slowly took shape on his brow. The lines coiled and stretched, searching for their places.
I can smell your fear, Denobi finally said. I see the betrayal in your eyes. Never forget who I am, Barash. What I am. You of all people should know the kind of power the Eighth Rune gives me.
The High Keeper of the Runes nodded mutely.
If so, you should also know you can't keep secrets from me, old man. Last week I ordered you to get rid of our friend Galen, remember? Imagine my surprise when I found out he's still alive. I see him in my dreams, alive and kicking. I even think I know where he is. You ask how I know this? Because he's an eighth, like me. You didn't get rid of him at all, Barash. Worse, you initiated him. I can't begin to tell you how much that upsets me. In fact, it's inexcusable.
Barash felt extremely anxious. The candle flame he had been reading by suddenly sputtered and died. Denobi snapped his fingers, and immediately the room was bathed in a cold white light. The rune on his forehead had stopped moving.